خیلی متشکر، خیلی متشکر. ببرمید. السلام علیکم و رحمت الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم. The following is the full text of the sermons delivered on July 29th, 2014 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of the Islamic Revolution, at the Eid al-Fitr prayers in Tehran. Open quote. All praise is due to Allah who created the heavens and the earth and made the darkness and the light. Yet those who reject faith hold others as equal with their guardian Lord. Close quote. Holy Quran, Surah 6, verse number 1. And peace and greetings be upon our Master and Prophet, the friend of our hearts and the interceder with our sins, Abu al-Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad, upon his immaculate, pure and chosen household, and upon those who guide the guided. All praise is due to Allah, from whom I seek help, to whom I repent, and whom I rely on. I would like to tell all you dear brothers and sisters about divine mercy and forgiveness on this holy and auspicious day, and I congratulate you on Eid al-Fitr. I hope that God bestows His blessings on you and accepts your good deeds and your jihad of worship, those you fulfilled on the warm days and in the blessed nights of the auspicious month of Ramadan. Thankfully, our people benefited from the auspicious month of Ramadan. They benefited from Quran, dua, dhikr, from iftar meals, from the enthusiastic nights of Qadr, and from the different prayers and supplications that were thankfully said throughout our Islamic country. These prayers, supplications, and the like prepare the ground for divine mercy, and they are a source of divine blessings. Moreover, at the end of the month, the great movement of the people of Iran was launched on Quds Day. This movement announced to the world the lively, vigilant, and loud cries of our people. These were the events of this great month out of which our people emerged glorious, and finally, they reached Eid al-Fitr. Dear brothers and sisters, each religious practice that you did in the month of Ramadan was a good deed and a piece of paradise. When you ask Allah the Exalted in a prayer of the auspicious month of Ramadan to help you achieve paradise, this means that you want to achieve the practices whose manifestation is divine paradise, as promised by God. And thankfully, this happened. You should appreciate the value of what you achieved in the month of Ramadan, and you should preserve it. In the month of Ramadan, what we witnessed in personal, public, popular, and social practices was that the people organized public and simple iftar meals. Thankfully, this has become common. Last year, our dear people were asked to organize iftar meals in a less extravagant way and to increase the number of those people who benefit from these meals. This year, the news that we received showed that the people made an effort and developed this in public and holy centers, on the streets, in Husayniyas, and in each and every part of the country. The piece of advice that this humble person wants to offer is that you should promote and develop such practices as much as you can, because it influences our Islamic lifestyle. Quds Day was really and truly a great day. While the weather was hot and our people were fasting, men and women, particularly those women wearing hijab and who had children in their arms, participated in the rallies. When a people want to show that they are alive, and when they want to show their communal determination, they show it on such occasions. This communal determination is not particular to a specific group of people, rather it involves all individuals. Our dear people thankfully showed this communal determination. I hope that God bestows His blessings on you dear people. I hope that He increases your dignity and achievements on a daily basis, and I hope that He bestows upon the officials of the country the blessing to render services to you on a daily basis. Open quote. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Say, He, Allah, is one. Allah is He on whom all depend. He begets not, nor is He begotten, and none is like Him. Close quote. The Holy Quran, Surah 112. This is the end of the first sermon. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings be upon our Master and Prophet, Abu al-Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad, and upon his immaculate, pure, and chosen household, especially the one remaining with Allah on earth. And greetings be upon the Commander of the Faithful, Siddiqat al-Tahira, the Mistress of all women, Hassan, Hussein, the Children of Mercy, and the Imams of Guidance, Ali ibn al-Hussein, Muhammad ibn Ali, Ja'far ibn Muhammad, Musa ibn Ja'far, Ali ibn Musa, Muhammad ibn Ali, Ali ibn Muhammad, Hassan ibn Ali, and Hujjat al-Qa'im. I advise the dear brothers and sisters who say prayers, all the people of Iran and myself, to observe divine piety. This piety is a source of influence in all areas, including the area of making judgments and taking action on all important social and international issues, and issues related to the world of Islam and the world of humanity. Today, the first issue of the world of Islam is the issue of Gaza. Perhaps it can be said that this issue is the first issue of humanity. A rabid dog and a marauding wolf has attacked innocent people. Who is more innocent than the innocent children who lost their lives in an oppressive way? Who is more innocent than the children who lost their lives in an oppressive way during these attacks? Who is more innocent than the mothers who held their children in their arms and who witnessed their death and pain? Today, the usurping and kafir Zionist regime has committed these crimes in front of the eyes of all human beings. Therefore, humanity should react. 3 points need to be said about the issue of Gaza. The first point is that what the leaders of the Zionist regime are doing today is genocide and a great historical catastrophe. The perpetrators and supporters of these crimes should be put on trial and punished on an international level. Their punishment is what people's representatives and righteous and sympathetic personalities in the world should request. And they should not escape punishment with the passage of time. They should be punished whether they are in power or when they lose their power and are overthrown. Both the perpetrators of these crimes and those who are openly supporting them, you have heard and seen the news about this support, should be punished. This was the first point. The second point is that we should see the power of endurance and resistance of a people who have stood up for their legitimate claims. They are a people who have been surrounded by all sides and who live in a small and confined area. The sea is close to them, the land is close to them, and all borders are closed to them. Their drinking water, electricity, and other basic resources are not usable. All these disasters have befallen them because of the enmity and invasion of the enemy, and there is no one to help them. The people are faced with an armed, malevolent, and merciless regime, such as the Zionist regime and its evil. malevolent, and nudges leaders who are striking them day and night without any consideration. Despite such crimes, these people have stood firm and they are resisting. This is a lesson. This shows that one's power of resistance, the power of resistance of a mother who sees her child dead in front of her, and the power of resistance of a woman who sees her husband, brother, and father under pressure, is beyond what we can imagine in our minds. We should show our inner power. Human beings can be powerful and show resistance like this. These people, whose population is about 1.8 million people, are standing firm despite the fact that they live in an enclosed and surrounded land that is about 400 to 500 square kilometers. They are standing firm despite the fact that their gardens, shops, and houses are the target of the enemy's attack. Besides, the path of business and finance is close to them, and they are under such an attack. This shows the level and amount of a people's resistance. And I will tell you that by Allah's favor and permission, these people will finally achieve victory over the enemy. Of course, even in the present time, the transgressing enemy is regretful, like a dog which has done something wrong. He has gotten stuck and he does not know what to do. If he turns back, he will be disgraced. If he continues, it will be more difficult for him on a day-by-day basis. This is why you see that America, Europe, and all global criminals have joined hands to force an imposed truce on the people of Gaza. They want to do this in order to save the Zionist regime. The Zionist regime has gotten stuck, and it will continue to get stuck from now on. This was the second point. And the third point is that the political leaders of arrogance say, we should disarm Hamas and Jihad. What does it mean to disarm these groups? It means that these groups have a number of missiles with which they can somehow defend themselves in the face of the incessant attacks of the enemy. They say, we should even take away these few missiles from them. From their viewpoint, Palestine, including Gaza, should be in such a condition that the enemy can attack and fire on it whenever it wants, and Palestine should not be able to defend itself at all. This is what they want. The President of America has issued an open quote, fatwa, close quote, saying that the resistance should be disarmed. Of course, it is clear that you want it to be disarmed so that it cannot deliver any blows against these crimes. But we say that the opposite should happen. The entire world, particularly the world of Islam, should provide the people of Palestine with as many weapons as they can. God help Islam and the Muslims. Help the armies of the Muslims. Abandon the kuffar, the enemies, and the hypocrites. And I ask Allah for forgiveness for myself and for you. Open quote. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, say, He, Allah, is one. Allah is He on whom all depend. He begets not, nor is He begotten, and none is like Him. Close quote. Holy Quran, Surah 112. Greetings be upon you, and Allah's mercy and blessings. This is the end of the second sermon.
اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وانصر جيوش المسلمين واخذل الكفار والمعاندين والمنافقين واستغفر الله لي ولكم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته